All right, so buckle up, because today we're diving deep into a topic that's, well, a little unnerving, to be honest. We're talking about fabricated history.
Yeah, specifically, we're going to be looking at some claims about Bulgarian history, like how it was manipulated under the communist regime, and, you know, what all that means for us today.
I mean, think about it. The idea that history, the stories we tell ourselves about who we are and where we come from, can be manipulated for political gain, that's a pretty unsettling thought, right?
It really is. And what's even more fascinating is that these fabricated narratives sometimes completely clash with scientific evidence, like what we're seeing with this Bulgarian case.
So let's set the stage here. We're looking at sources that claim Bulgarian history was basically rewritten, like completely overhauled during the communist period. And the centerpiece of this this new history was the theory of a Turkic origin for the Bulgarian people.
Right. And it's wild when you think about it. Imagine being told that your ancestors weren't the people who'd lived in the Balkans for centuries, but were instead like these nomadic tribes from the Göktürk Empire, maybe even Siberia.
It's a pretty drastic shift in perspective, isn't it? But to understand why this theory emerged, we have to consider the historical context.
Absolutely. So picture this. It's the post-World War II era, and this theory pops up all dressed up as anti-fascism. But when you peel back the layers, it becomes clear that this was a strategic move by the communist government.
So it wasn't just about changing the past. It was about controlling the present and shaping the future.
Exactly. By portraying Bulgarians as having these Turkic roots, the communist regime was essentially trying to, well, they wanted to weaken Bulgaria's ties to Western Europe, you know?
And align the country more closely with Soviet interests, right? Yeah.
Bingo. And this narrative had these ripple effects, playing right into the hands of Bulgaria's neighbors. It's like it inadvertently supported Romanian claims about Bulgarians being outsiders, similar to Hungarians. Then it bolsters Macedonian arguments about Bulgarians being distinct from them, aligning more with the Turks.
And of course, let's not forget how it strengthens Turkey's claims of kinship with Bulgaria.
Right. It's just amazing how this one fabricated narrative could serve so many different agendas.
It's like a perfectly placed domino, setting off a chain reaction.
Yeah. Know?
Yeah, and it doesn't stop there. This whole thing even ties into Duganism, which is a pretty intense geopolitical framework.
Yeah, Duganism basically advocates for this Eurasian empire, led by Russia, of course. And this theory about Bulgarian origins, well, just slides right into that vision, doesn't it?
It fits like a glove. But here's the thing. It wasn't just about political rhetoric. This Turkic origin theory was systematically woven into the education system.
Can you imagine generations of Bulgarian students being taught this version of their history? Like, that's how they learned about their own identity.
It's mind-boggling, right? And it makes you wonder about the long-term effects, you know, how this fabricated narrative might still be influencing perspectives in Bulgaria today.
Absolutely. But here's where things get really interesting. Our sources highlight genetic evidence that completely contradicts this Turkic origin story.
Right, and we won't get lost in the scientific weeds here, but the point is, genetic studies are telling a different story about where Bulgarians come from.
For example, studies on Y-DNA haplogroups, which are like genetic markers passed down through the male line, show connections to other Balkan populations, even some Central European groups, but there's little evidence of, you know, widespread Turkic ancestry.
So you have this politically constructed narrative clashing head-on with scientific reality. It's a stark reminder of how easily history can be manipulated and how important it is to be critical of the information we're given.
Exactly. And it begs the question, if this Turkic origin theory, which was so widely taught and accepted, turns out to be false, what other historical narratives might we be taking for granted?
What other stories have been shaped, molded, or just plain fabricated to serve someone's agenda? That's a question we all need to be asking ourselves, not just about Bulgaria, but about all the history we learn.
It's a real call to action, isn't it?
It is. It's like a challenge to be more discerning, you know?
Yeah.
To dig deeper, to question our sources, and look for the biases hidden within the narratives we encounter. Because if a story that fundamentally changes a nation's understanding of itself can be fabricated and accepted as truth, what else might we be unknowingly embracing?
It's definitely something to think about.
It really is. And on that note, we'll leave you to ponder that. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Until next time.